When we're triggered by something in the collective or in our personal relationships, we have a wound that's being triggered. And by living intuitively, we are reclaiming our power, which is our divine right, and it's our birthright.
This is the Alchemized Life podcast, and I am your host, Ava Johanna, transformational mentor, speaker, teacher, and most importantly, a woman on a mission to bring wellness to the world. This podcast was created to bridge the gap for anyone craving more love, health, and happiness in each and every day. And with every episode, you will receive practical guidance to create magic in your own life. Combining the expertise of wellness visionaries and thought leaders, each week we will bring it back to basics and provide you with the tools meant to empower you to thrive emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So together, let's ditch the mean girl, you can't sit with us vibes, grab your favorite yoga pants, and start to find your uniquely alchemized life. You guys, I am back home in the United States and so happy because I am finally reunited with my Athletics CBD oil. I know that sounds silly, but in Bali, you can't have any types of drugs. And even though CBD is non-psychoactive, I was not able to bring my Athletics CBD with me. So I am just so happy to be back home, get back into my daily CBD ritual. If you haven't heard of Athletic CBD, let me tell you guys, this is my favorite CBD company because it is so much more than just CBD. Besides having all of the benefits of CBD like stress reduction, reduction of inflammation, helping with sleep, they also combine it with magnesium, glutamine, vitamin B, and zinc, which are all these different amazing muscle recovery supplements and vitamins that help your body to recover faster. So if you're an athlete, if you like running, if you like going to the gym, if you like practicing yoga, this is the CBD for you. And the team at Athletic CBD has been so awesome to give me a coupon code for all of you guys listening if you want to try it at home and see what I'm talking about. So you just head to athleticcbd.com and enter the code ALCHEMIZED15 for 15% off of your order. I'll drop a link in the show notes as well, but again, that is athleticcbd.com and ALCHEMIZED15 for 15% off of your order. Enjoy. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. Ava here, and today's a big day. It is the first day of April. And I won't play any April Fool's jokes on you guys. Instead, I just have a ton of fun stuff to share. And I'm just feeling so inspired and just like on this energetic high from recording this intro. And I don't know, there's this feeling inside of me listening to the podcast edited back of just how lucky I am to have these conversations with so many incredible people and to be able to bring these conversations to you guys too from really anywhere in the world. It's such a cool thing, and I just feel really, really good today for a lot of reasons. First of all, last week I did a cleanse. It was a broth and hemp milkshake cleanse from Owl Venice. This isn't sponsored or anything, but I talked about it a lot on my Instagram stories, and so I wanted to share a little bit about it here because I just thought it was really cool, and it's the first time I've ever done any type of cleanse, and I'm really proud of myself because it was 4 days long, and I definitely hit a couple days where there were cookies in my mom's kitchen, and I really, really, really wanted to eat them, but I did such a good job and did not eat them. And what I experienced over the 4 days that I did it was so interesting. So that's why I kind of wanted to share it with you guys. So first of all, my body was so sore after the second day. Like it felt like I had gone to the gym and worked out for like 10 hours straight, which was really, really interesting. And for anybody that is listening that knows why my body was sore, please let me know. Anyways, the other part of it that I really liked, and you can probably tell just from my voice and like my energy levels, is that I was so clear-headed, or I still am very clear-headed. Look at me, you know, clear-headed girl. But it just like created this clarity in my head, and I've been feeling very creatively inspired and just, again, energetic and just very clear, which is so cool. And I think it's just like amazing to see how food impacts us. And I eat a pretty healthy diet, so even like the slightest bit of changes shifted my energy and my mental state so much. And, you know, not having that brain fog is just a really beautiful thing. So I'm really excited to incorporate these changes even further into my diet. It kind of acts as an elimination diet. So I'm like slowly adding things back in to see how it affects my body and really starting to eat intuitively from here on out, which is super cool. Again, the cleanse was Owl Venice. This isn't sponsored by any means, but I just thought that it was really cool. And you can eat steamed veggies and boiled chicken on it, which was really nice for me because I think if it was just straight liquids, I would not have been able to do it. I'm not that disciplined. Okay, anyways, April 1st. This weekend I'm getting married and I could not be more excited. I finished my vows, picked up my wedding dress. Now I just get to wait a couple of days and then get married to the love of my life. So I'm very, very, very excited. I'm going to be sharing a lot about the wedding process, the people that I used that are so talented and so incredible, all on my blog, which you can check out at avajohanna.com. I always link my website in the show notes, so you can always access any posts that I've written through the show notes. But all of the wedding stuff is going to be coming soon, and the photos are going to be coming soon. And I'm really, really excited. So for everyone out there that is engaged or with their partner or haven't yet found your partner yet, but know that they are on their way because they are on their way, know that this whole process is such a fun one and I'm so excited. So, so excited. Okay, so last thing that I want to share before I jump into introducing our beautiful, amazing guest, who is one of my dear friends, is a huge announcement. Excuse me, I'm so excited. See, in November, I am teaming up with my dear friend, Kate Van Horn. She's been on the podcast. She is one of the co-founders of the Good Fest, which is like basically the best wellness festival that there ever was and ever will be. And Kate and I are hosting a retreat in Costa Rica. I am so stoked on this, you guys. This has been kind of a long time coming. Kate and I have such similar passions and similar approaches to the work that we do. We're both mentors for women in the wellness space and personal development. And so it was just such a natural progression of our relationship to offer this Costa Rica retreat. And really, it's targeted towards conscious creators and new entrepreneurs or old entrepreneurs that are really looking to find alignment with their brand, their purpose, their messaging, and have an amazing time in Costa Rica while doing so. So the retreat is from November 16th, which is my birthday, to the 21st. It is on the Nisara Peninsula at Bodhi Tree, which is such a beautiful, almost like ethereal jungle retreat center. I am so excited to be there and to be spending time in the jungle. Costa Rica is one of my favorite places. It was actually the first stop that we had on our South America tour, Corey and I, when we first quit our jobs. And so I have a very special place in my heart set aside for Costa Rica, and I can't wait to be back there again in the fall with you guys. It's going to be such a fun experience, so heart-opening, so expanding for anybody that really is looking to either enter the wellness space, already in the wellness space, or just be around people that are super high vibe, conscious, and learn tools like manifestation, brand building, social media, strategy, and then also all the yoga, meditation, breathwork, yumminess that comes with a yoga retreat. So it's going to be off the hook. If you guys are interested in coming to the yoga retreat, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for all of the details. You can also reach out to me directly through DM on Instagram or via email, and I will give you all of the info so you can come with us. We're doing early bird now, so if this is something that you're interested in doing, I highly suggest it because it's $300 off, and it's honestly really, really affordable for all that you're getting because there is the business building element of it, the relaxation, the giving back to yourself, and just having a really fun time and meeting cool, like-minded people that are on this path of wellness alongside you. So I'm really excited about that. So obviously excited about the wedding, and even more stoked for today's episode with Emily. So Emily and I met last year at Soulcation in Tulum, Mexico. Emily is such an incredible human being and woman in my life. She's an intuitive, a conscious living consultant, and again, one of my dearest friends. Emily has helped me through so many problems and really teaches women and her clients how to live intuitively, tap into their intuitive powers, and just live a conscious lifestyle by their own terms on their design. So it's a really powerful conversation about kind of looking into the shadow side. I know that we often talk about the love and the light, and so Emily takes this different approach, and I want to say that she's kind of like this badass, go against the grain, incredible human being that you guys are going to enjoy so much in this episode. And Emily has been kind enough to share an intuitive meditation with all of us. And you guys, this meditation is going to blow your mind. I have listened to it so many times because it really has this transformational approach of how we can tap into our intuition in a single meditation. So if you guys are ever interested in developing your intuition, which I know so many of you are, or just having that direct connection with your higher self, this meditation will help you to get there so much faster. So the link to download that is going to be in the show notes. And other than that, if you guys enjoy this episode, please make sure to subscribe, to rate and review. Starting this month, I'm so excited because every review that you guys leave, screenshot and post up on your Instagram story, I will be sending you access to Unbreakable Confidence. Unbreakable Confidence is my 30-day email course packed with journal prompts, mantras, and lessons to help you drop the negative self-talk, imposter syndrome, and truly step into your light as an empowered being. So every person that leaves a review, screenshots it, posts it up on their story, and tags me will be getting Unbreakable Confidence. I'm so honored and excited to be able to share this with you guys. And finally, if you love this episode and want to share it with your friends, your family, just on your Instagram to your followers, make sure to tag me at Ava Johanna, the podcast at The Alchemized Life, and Emily at Soulful Alchemy. Okay, without further ado, let's jump into today's episode with Emily Pogani. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Alchemized Life podcast. I'm sitting here with my dear friend, Emily Pogani. She is an intuitive holistic healer and conscious living consultant. And my dear friend, like I said, you know, we met at Soulcation in Tulum last year, and I think we just fell in love right away. So I'm so grateful to have you on finally.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Yes. And I know we've been planning this for a pretty long time. And so I'm just grateful that we're able to do this now. So for those that don't know you, can you just share a little bit about what you do? What exactly is an intuitive holistic healer, and where does the conscious living consultancy come in?
Yeah, so I started out doing Reiki, and as I was progressing along my path, I was finding that I was able to channel. I was a medium. I was doing intuitive readings. There were just a lot of messages that were coming up during my work with clients, and I was like, well, there has to be something else to call myself because it feels so much more than just Reiki. And At that point, I was starting to call in more freedom in my life, so I had more distance clients, and I just had the hit of intuitive holistic healer. You know, I work with people on a mind, body, and soul level, and I realized I was also a life coach, but again, that term didn't feel in alignment with me. And so that took a bit to navigate. And I think it was about 2 weeks ago, finally, it just felt right to say conscious living consultant, because I think that's really what this is all about. You know, I work a lot with empowerment with my clients. I think that's a key, along with energy work and healing and teaching people how to live intuitively in order to heal their bodies, to improve their communication, to experience fulfilling relationships and connections, and just live their best lives. And so that just blended really nicely within each other.
I love that. So when did you know that you were a channel? Because I know you said you started with Reiki. When did you get your Reiki Reiki Master certification?
So I'm not a master yet. Okay. I got levels 1 and 2. Okay. But I was told throughout my life that I was intuitive, and I was like, I think it's just my imagination. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so I went for my Reiki 1 back in, I believe it was 2013 or 14, didn't do anything with it for about a year and a half. And then as I was progressing along my path again and working with my healer at the time, it just started coming back up into my consciousness, and I was hearing a lot more people talking about Reiki again, which I know you know, when we're supposed to pay attention to something, the universe will make it loud and clear. Mm-hmm. And I was at my friend's one night and I was like, you know what? Do you mind if I just wing it and practice what I remember with you? Because you're the perfect person to tell me if what I'm doing, if I should progress along this path again. So I just did my own thing and moved my hands where I felt aligned. And I just picked up whatever messages I could at the time. And she just looked at me and she was like, you have no idea how powerful you are. You need to go back and finish this.
Wow.
So it was pretty immediate. From there, I went for my Reiki 2 training the next month. And after that attunement, I went back to this friend's house. She did another healing on me. And from what I healed, I think I wasn't a shaman, but she told me I was an Indian chief or something. Mm. And we did a huge clearing on my throat chakra. And she looked at me and she said, as a thank you, he wants to gift you his gift of channeling. And I just looked at her, I'm like, okay, like I'm more than happy. I had kind of a concept of what that was. Mm-hmm. And then it happened immediately. And the best way I can describe how it felt at the time, because it was a little scary, I was very unfamiliar with it. It's like when you're very drunk and you feel disconnected from your body. Mm-hmm. And you feel kind of out of control, but in a sober way. So things happened pretty quick after that. I started feeling people's energy around me and I was able to decipher who it was without actually asking. The first person I felt was my ex at the time, who we weren't on speaking terms, but it scared me because mm-hmm. I was like, is he alive? You know, I was checking social media and
he doesn't live in around here either.
No, it's long distance. Okay. He lives in the Midwest.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was kind of trippy. And then in that same week, I learned how deep my soul went. And I had to learn how to protect my energy. And that term from Harry Potter just came up, defense against the dark arts. I had to quickly learn my own defenses on a spiritual level, which mm-hmm. now I teach other people how to do the same, because we walk around day by day unknowingly picking up other people's energies. And if we have things like rips and tears in our auric fields, it can make us sick. It can influence our manifestations. So pretty much in a couple of weeks, everything came to a head for me.
Wow, that's crazy. And I think you kind of alluded to this with the energy thing, but you know, you were gifted this gift of channeling, but it is something that we can all access too, but it just takes practice, if I'm correct.
Yeah, every single one of us are spiritually gifted. What I try to explain to most people, especially when they ask what I do and who I am, regardless of whether or not we have a spiritual practice, and this is not religion, religion has nothing to do with this, we are a soul, we're a spiritual entity having a human experience. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we all have intuition, that is our gut instinct, that is what keeps us, you know, the real definition of safe. That's what guides us, and that's what we need to listen deeper to in order to make informed decisions. Again, in order to heal our own bodies, as opposed to taking advice from this person and that person in regards to what we need to do.
So what does it look like for you then? Like when you mentioned that you tried to interpret the messages as best as you could with that initial healing session with your friend, what is it? Can you kind of explain like what it looks like to receive these messages? Is it imagery? Is it words?
I'm a mix of a couple things. So we have the six senses and a lot of us are a blend. I mean, I think we're pretty much all of them, mm-hmm. but more things are stronger than others. For me, it kind of comes up in a mix of an audio and visual message. Mm-hmm. So I'm clairsentient. I feel energy very strongly, but the way it presents itself, sometimes I'll see flashes of a vision of someone's past life in my third eye, mm-hmm. but it's more like I hear/see the message. That's like always been the most difficult to explain, but a lot of people hear things audibly. A lot of people see auras and see entities outside of themselves. So we can develop all of these tools in our own spiritual toolbox by taking the time to turn inwards, to quiet the outside world, to meditate, which looks different for everyone. I try to talk to people about this too, that meditation is not just sitting in silence. Mm-hmm. It can be anything from cooking your favorite meal to taking a walk. Even sex is a meditation for people. It's whatever brings you back to center and makes you feel connected to something deeper and bigger than yourself.
Mm, that's so powerful. And I totally agree. I try to tell everyone that too. I'm like, it doesn't have to be this, you know, you don't have to sit. If you don't want to sit, you can meditate while you're washing the dishes.
Exactly. Because I think the confusion in the term spirituality is what we've been accustomed to by the stereotype.
Mm.
We all think, I mean, the first question I get when I tell people that I'm spiritual, they ask if I do yoga.
Are you vegan? You know?
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. I tell people, listen, I'm a healer that lifts weights. I drink wine. I drink alcohol. I eat meat. And I will love you whatever you choose to do for yourself and your body, as long as you're listening to what fulfills you, what you need. But spirituality is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's not one dictation for how you should live your life. It's, again, it's whatever brings you back to love, brings you back to center.
Yeah.
And the key here is to live and let live. If someone, I'll use the vegan example because it's huge here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I think the preaching just needs to stop. You know, if someone who is vegan is being triggered because someone else is not, they just have to look into, why is this bothering me? Why is someone else living their life for them affecting me? It's so important that we share and inspire and inform one another, and we're passionate about how we're living our lives. But if someone doesn't agree with you, that needs to be okay with you.
So last week I was talking to a girlfriend about the therapeutic work that she's been doing. Not to go into too much detail, but she's working through intimacy issues one-on-one with a therapist and has been seeing her for the past few months. After talking to her, it really inspired me to seek someone to talk to as well. And it's something that I've been meaning to do, but I guess I just never really knew where to start. Really, the last time that I had counseling was as a teenager, and it was one of those situations where I would go and sit on the couch without saying anything until the time was up. So fast forward to now, I'm actively seeking a therapist to talk to. It is so healthy for us to have a form of release, whether we're going through difficult times or happy times. Really, just having someone there to process emotions with sounds like such a gift to me. Mental health is an important topic I want to continue having, and I'm not scared to say that I need help from time to time. When we look at our problems face to face and have someone there holding space for us, I really believe this is how we can elevate and grow, how we can truly alchemize our lives, you know? So I have yet to find my therapist, but I did want to share that I found this super cool service called BetterHelp that I am using now to match with a counselor online. I thought it was really cool that it's therapy that I can do from the comfort of my own home without having to go into any stuffy offices that don't really give off the vibe of open up and share, you know? So to give you the details of BetterHelp, and there will be more to come once I start talking to my therapist, it's an online platform that matches you with a counselor after you answer a series of questions related to your well-being and mental health. It's not a crisis line. Instead, it's a directory of over 4,000 licensed therapists across the United States that you can match with and meet over video, text, or call. I think this is the coolest idea and really makes counseling accessible to the masses. I'm really excited to be trying this out and would encourage you guys to do the same if you ever feel like you want someone to share with and seek counsel from outside of your partner, best friend, or family. Sometimes it's nice to just have an objective ear to talk with, you know? And it's so affordable. I'm not going to lie, after researching therapists in my area, I was a little sticker shocked. So BetterHelp is literally making it better with prices ranging from $40 to $70 per week. Plus, they've been awesome enough to give us 10% off your first month of using it. So if you don't like it, you can always cancel at any time for any reason. If you are intrigued and want to check out BetterHelp, like I said, they're offering us 10% off. So head to betterhelp.com/alchemize to start talking with a licensed therapist today. Again, that's betterhelp.com/alchemize for 10% off your first month.
I experienced this during my meditation teacher training. Like, you know, once you are consistently meditating, once you become a teacher, you want to just get everyone else meditating. But that's not how you get everyone meditating. It's just simply through embodiment and inspiring others by living your best life. And so I think that that's really important. And, you know, we kind of talked about this a little bit before we started recording, of just the stereotype of the love and light spiritual world, especially in LA and in Southern California. So I love that you have this different approach that is like, yes, there is that, but we do need to honor the shadow and everything that is underneath that. Because in my opinion, I don't believe we can sustainably attain the love and the light if we haven't done the inner work. So can we talk a little bit about the shadow side and the work that you do there?
Yes. This is what lights me up and gets me so fired up. Like I was just telling you earlier, I had this thought that came to me, which is what I do as a manifestation primer. Yeah, I manifest my own best life, but, you know, there are specialized manifestation teachers and coaches out there who, you know, I soak up all the knowledge from what I do. And what I teach is that, you know, we can't mantra ourselves into what we desire. I tell people this too. I tell a lot of my clients this. I don't care if you believe in past lives. I'm doing a lot of past life work with you anyway, because so many of us, souls are infinite. Our energy doesn't die. That's just science. Everything is energy. So that's, you know, science is a part of spirituality. But many of us have had previous incarnations in many different realms, realities, dimensions, timelines. And I like to use this example. So let's say someone is trying to manifest their romantic soulmate partner, and they think they're doing everything right. They're on the apps, they're working on self-improvement, they're feeling themselves, they're getting their hair done, the nails done, all the things. But let's say in a past life, they could have been in the clergy. So a nun or a priest or rabbi, whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, male or female. Again, we've all had different incarnations. If they made a vow, a verbal or energetic vow to God or someone else that they were working with, if that is not amended, the subconscious and the energy in our ancestral DNA will continue carrying that. Mm. And that will pose a block that that person can be completely unaware of. So when I work with a client, I get in there, and sometimes it comes up for me to share with them what I work on. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes mm-hmm. I just need to get to the block and clear it. And I know a lot of people don't like to use the term block, but it's stagnant energy. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. There's no judgment around the term block. That's the key. We have these attachments and we place judgment on them. And that's what keeps them repeating themselves. Mm-hmm. So again, back to the shadow work. Many of us, past and present, have also experienced trauma or abuse, whether physical or verbal. And the body carries that, which can also turn into disease and imbalance, such as inflammation, gut health issues. I'll use an example of my own. I had sexual trauma in a past life, but it was affecting my reproductive system in this life. Mm-hmm. And I was holding on to a couple different health conditions that doctors deemed quote unquote incurable. I did the work. I went in energetically when I became educated that I was able to do that I had the power to do that. And they're gone. I healed myself. Mm. And one of them was a nerve condition. And I mean, you touch the area with a Q-tip and I was flying off the tables in so much pain. I had no intimacy in my life because of it. It's gone. I healed myself from it. And a lot of people backtrack with shadow work out or doing the inner work out of fear that they might re-experience the trauma or relive the abuse in whatever capacity. But the thing is, your higher self and your angels and your guides, whether you believe you have them or not, are watching over you, and they will never let you experience trauma the way it was at the time. You might need to experience the emotion and cry it out, but you will always leave an energy work session, or at least a session with me, feeling better than when you came in. Mm. You know, I tell my own friends, my close and personal friends, if they're dealing with a problem and they're suppressing it, I'm like, listen, I'm going to get you over here and I'm going to make you cry it out. It has to get out of you, because mm-hmm. one of the primary emotions of cancer is anger. Mm. It's suppressed anger that's creating acidity in the body. So every health issue, every health condition has an energetic and emotional basis. It has an emotional core. And it's just a matter of, in meditation or however you need to get there, working with a healer, going back to the initial experience, asking what happened, asking how that version of you was feeling, and reworking and reprogramming the experience mm-hmm. in order to move through it and set it free. So I love the shadow work. I think it's so important. It includes the ugly cry, the Kim Kardashian ugly cry that we're all used to. I mean, think of how good it feels after a good cry sesh. Mm-hmm. You feel free. You feel lighter. I'll look in the mirror. My eyes look clearer. Mm, yeah. We're shedding parts of ourselves. And I mean, don't we all want that? Don't we want to feel free? Don't we want to feel lighter in our bodies?
Yeah.
Working with a healer, working with a coach should feel like a safe, sacred space and container. If you don't feel the alignment or connection, that person's not for you, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. If a potential client's not for me, I'll recommend that they at least find someone who they need and who needs them.
Mm, yeah. And I think it's, like I said, just so important to be doing this work. And I know that from my personal experience over the past year, really, when I started going like deeper than just like a single Reiki session that was more like relaxing spa-like, you know, those ones. It was so intense, but I knew like as I was crying, as it was coming up, that there was this like major shedding and release happening on so many different levels. And, you know, over the weeks after it, it's always just this like new perspective and this up leveling really of what my reality is. So the other thing that you do is teach your clients how to tap into their intuition.
I do. I'm all about empowerment and taking personal responsibility, because, and I'm not one to talk about politics ever, but look at our climate right now. We can't fight with more fight. Mm-hmm. I think I heard Shaman Durek say that, and it just stuck with me because it's always how I felt. When we're triggered by something in the collective or in our personal relationships, we have a wound that's being triggered. And by living intuitively, we are reclaiming our power, which is our divine right, and it's our birthright. We have more power in our pinky toe than we give ourselves credit for. And it's about owning our stuff and making the right choices that will ultimately make us happy and allow us to feel fulfilled. And I find that connecting to your intuition, knowing yourself, helps with your relationships. It helps you embody unshakable confidence, speaking up for your needs, your wants, and your desires. It shifts one side of relationships. It helps you physically and emotionally heal your body. I had crippling anxiety and depression as well that I healed myself from, because I was always coming from a victim consciousness of it's always someone else's fault. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't and couldn't at the time see my own part in the matter. I didn't know how to take personal responsibility. And once I started learning who I was and learning what I've been through and being able to energetically see all roles that are being played out, I felt alive. And it's scary to speak up for yourself and to be empowered and to embody new energy that we're not used to when we're not used to living our best selves. But it's incredibly freeing, mm-hmm. especially when we learn to stop we learn to stop taking on other people's energies. This is a huge part of it too. When we're able to live intuitively, we're able to decipher what is ultimately ours versus what is another's, mm-hmm. and that we're better able to work through and reprogram the subconscious. When we get into an argument or a heated discussion with a loved one, we're able to enforce healthy, clear boundaries and let people have their stuff. You own you. You speak from love and integrity, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen, like I was telling you earlier, I've seen such a shift even over the past 2 weeks in my intuition and just like the coolest things happening. And I think that it's so true when it comes to relationships and just like anybody really walking down the street or anything like that. Someone honks at you when you're driving, you know, you can get like really upset about it.
Worst road rage.
Yeah. But or you can just realize like, oh, you know what? They are having their own day. It has nothing to do with me besides me cutting them off and almost getting into a car accident. Just kidding. I don't do that.
Listen, I'm from New Jersey. I still get real heated in the car. And I think coming from the East Coast and having a blend of the West Coast better helps me in my work, because I really just want to remove the fear, remove the stigma, remove the stereotype from spirituality and bring mindfulness and empowerment and these new age principles into the now age, into the modern day, and to help people realize we're all in this together. We're all ultimately connected. And first and foremost, it starts with us. It begins with us. And the key that really led me to all of this, since I was little, I just wanted people to be kinder to one another. Mm-hmm. I never understood why we weren't respecting one another. Respect is such a big thing for me. It's such a trigger for me. I just want us all to just be kind and be respectful and take responsibility for ourselves. We can't take responsibility for another person, because I'm sure you've seen the more we try, the more it blows up in our face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. And so I just don't try anymore. I'm like, okay, I'll do me. I'm going to work on me. That's it.
Exactly. I mean, it's great to ask for advice and look to people in your fields for, you know, recommendations for how to heal the body, how to improve your finances. But if it doesn't feel aligned with you, take everything with a grain of salt. Listen to yourself first. You know, you can ask someone for advice till you're blue in the face, but if you're not ready to fully process it and tune inwards, it's not going to coalesce mm-hmm. the way it needs to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, on like a more, I would say like on a more like practical or like business level, I used to buy online courses all the time that were like five-figure launch or whatever it might be. And I would copy these people's strategies, like word for word or whatever it was, and it wouldn't work. And then I realized, I'm like, it's because I'm trying to step into someone else and not create my own wheel and create it out of my unique offering and like what I'm bringing to the world. It's because I'm trying to duplicate what someone else has already brought into the world, and it feels like I'm just the poor man's version of this person.
I was doing the exact same thing up until recently, actually, and spinning my wheels, wondering, why is this not working for me? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not being myself.
Yeah.
And we are so special. We all have, even though we do things similarly, it took me a while to remember there's no competition here. We're all in this with each other and for ourselves, and to bring something new to the table that someone else can't offer because they're not you. They don't have that same unique spin on things. We're all so freaking magical. Mm-hmm. And I always try to tell people, magic is real. Like, we have that same power. If all of us knew some of the places our souls originated from, we'd all be mind blown. And some of the coolest things I've done in my business were to be able to connect to where my clients are originally like from on a soul level. I've channeled people who are angels, people who are fairies. Like, we are such magical beings. We still have that power. We're having a human experience, but we're here to remember and reclaim that power and to, again, coalesce all of us, our entire being. So, again, yeah, keep doing you. On Instagram, I've just been saying a bunch lately, like, you do you, boo-boo. That's really – we're never going to be like someone else. The more we try, we can use their strategies there. We can plagiarize their words. You will not get the same results because they're doing what's in alignment with them. That's where their success is coming from. People who are healing their bodies, they're listening to what their body needs. Mm-hmm. They're not listening consistently to what someone else is telling them to do.
Yeah, 100%. So for those that are listening, I know that you do distance sessions with people. It's not just all in person, but if someone wanted to start integrating the practices and the tools that you use today, where would they start?
So a very quick and easy practice I always recommend to everyone is first thing in the morning. It takes 1 to 3 minutes. With your eyes closed, put your hand on your heart and take 3 deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth, the biggest, slowest, deepest breaths you can take. And that's it. And that right there is a meditation. But you can start doing that. If a lot of people have a hard time quieting their minds, YouTube has some amazing binaural beat meditations.
I like those.
And really, you know, I like to refer to my sessions, like working with a client, as to just having a discussion with a friend. It's a conversation with a friend. I had a client refer to our session as a warm hug. And that made me feel so good because I love hugs. And it really, that's what it is. You're just allowing, you're holding sacred space for someone to realize their best selves, their truest selves, and to work through whatever challenges they're being faced with. And we don't technically heal someone else. We're holding the space for them to heal themselves. We're just holding up that mirror. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, again, hand on the heart, deep breaths. Just checking in with yourself throughout the day, and especially when you're interacting with people, whether it's at work or with your family, if someone's triggering you, ask yourself why. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Ask yourself the right questions, especially with triggers. Ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? Is this ultimately for my highest good? Or, you know, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep spinning my wheels? When it comes to people, I have a lot of friends on dating apps and finding a lot of stress with casual dating. I just narrow it down to, does this feel like your person? Mm-hmm. Does this ultimately feel good to you?
Yeah.
That's the question I was trying to find. Throughout your interactions, throughout whatever you're coming across, does this actually ultimately feel good to me? And if it doesn't, course correct. You have the power. You have the choice. Stop asking for permission. Stop looking for forgiveness. If something makes you feel good, if it's something you want to pursue, all we have is now. That is where we're manifesting from. The past is done. We learn from it. We extract the lessons. We have future possibilities. We have infinite future possibilities, which we are co-creating now with the universe. Mm. So there's never one way to do things. You have the power of choice in every single moment. And let's say it's a choice that didn't feel like it worked out for you in the long run. Did you learn something from it?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you. Next.
Yeah. So first question, how can we discern what is our intuition versus what is our ego?
Beautiful. This I struggled with for so long. So for me, the intuition, it's always loving, it's nurturing, it's always neutral. If it's ego, it's telling you I'm not good enough. You're not safe here. If it's something that excites you and it's a different kind of safe, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not valuable. Who am I to pursue this? Who am I to teach this? It's demeaning your character. Your ego will always try to keep you in fear. So
how dare they? That kind of thing too, pointing the finger.
Exactly. If it feels like victim consciousness and you're refusing to take personal responsibility for the part that you played, that's coming from ego. Coming from intuition is coming from love, always, and willing to see all sides of the spectrum without judgment.
How do we start to strengthen our intuition then?
Taking the time to listen.
So meditation.
Are
there like three things that someone could do that have helped you to develop your intuition and strengthen your ability to channel?
For me, I mean, the biggest thing for me was working with a healer. She was my healer. She was my mentor. And I mean, thankfully it worked out. She was also my best. She's my best friend. She's my family. But learning from someone and holding space for me in an incredibly loving, non-judgmental way and reminding me that it's within me all along. I have the tools, because I would thank her all the time. And she's like, it wasn't me, it was you. And it's working with someone. If you feel called to that, it's taking the time to just sit and listen to quiet the outside world, whether it's when you wake up or before you go to sleep. A lot of people find it through fitness. So again, through yoga or strength training or running. Just a way of clearing your mind. Again, if it's your ego talking to you, your body will also feel a little restricted and constricted. Yeah. I know when my ego is talking to me, it feels like my heart tightens and I get butterflies in my stomach and I don't feel good.
Yeah.
Whereas intuition just comes straight through and it's quieter. The intuition is always a little quieter. So it's taking the time to do some deep breathing, which you're the goddess and queen of breath work, to move energy through the body in order to release the noise and release the stagnancy. Is that a word? But the more you practice, the stronger you will get. But we all have the power, and it's just a matter of being like, yeah, I got this.
I love that.
Taking the time.
Yeah. And you know what I've noticed too, before we wrap up, just to share, I've been doing like open mouth, like exhales whenever I feel anything like come up in my body that feels like resistance, fear, or the ego, like speaking up. And I like unknowingly will just be like, and just release. It's super powerful.
It is. I'm really glad you said that, because lately I've had this issue with my breathing. It started with a breathwork class, actually, I think because I opened something up. And so my breathing will be really tight when I need to release something. And also this weird thing happens when energy clears my body like jerks like a chihuahua. When I'm in public, it's the weirdest thing. I had an Uber driver last night, like look up immediately. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm fine. the breath is super powerful. And I didn't realize that until recently.
Yeah, it's a vehicle. So Emily, thank you so much for coming on. Can you just share, if people want to work with you, where they can find you and how they can book sessions?
I am on Instagram and Facebook at Soulful Alchemy with two M's. And I have a beautiful one-on-one program. It's called My Intuitive Wellness Consulting and Personal Concierge Service. I was so excited and lit up when I created this, because I offer it as 3.5 tiers. I have a VIP option, but it's dependent on the level of support, transformation, and accountability you're looking for, along with the fact that life happens. I wanted to give people a new way, or a similar way of working with someone to support them in a way that of a like a personal shopper works with you. So personal concierge came to me immediately. So let's say we have certain things to work on, whether you want to work with your health or relationships or all of the above. I have my clients reach out to me in the moment. So if they're being triggered, they reach out to me. They hop on WhatsApp. I work with international clients. They send me a text. They pick up their phone and call me. And we do energy work and intuitive coaching and healing on the spot. Mm. So it's not just a session every week or biweekly. It's in the moment too, because
I love that.
You need that support. Mm-hmm. You need to know that you are being taken care of. You are being supported. And that is so important to me, to remind each other that we are not alone. We're in this together. I've got you. I've got your back. I'm your personal shopper. I'm your intuitive bestie. We're in this together, and I'm not letting you fall. Mm-hmm. If you fall, I'll pick you back up and catch you. But, you know, it could be like first day of work jitters, first date jitters, whatever, or something's being triggered in their body. Pick up the phone and call me while we're working together. Let's work through it in the moment.
Mm, I think that's so important. So Instagram is at Soulful Alchemy, which we will link in the show notes. And then your website is?
My website is soulfulalchemy.com. I also have a free Facebook group, the Soulful Alchemy Goddess Tribe. And I do host exclusive meditations, new moon and full moon circles that they just light me up, because they're different every time I do energy work and healing for you during the circles. So, you know, energy is transcendent. It can go across time and space. Just because you're watching something virtually, you are still receiving the energy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will give you people of who joined me in previous years, and my God, I've had clients and friends and viewers come face to face with their soul for the first time in the meditations that I lead. They're so powerful and different every time. So I have free resources as well, and I have beautiful one-on-one programs.
Mm, you guys should definitely check it out, because Emily is such a light. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you guys, how amazing is Emily? I am so honored that she came on the podcast to share her gifts, and I'm just really excited that you all get to check out the intuitive meditation that she left in the show notes. So head there now. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, to share it on your social media, tagging the podcast at The Alchemized Life, tagging Emily at Soulful Alchemy, and tagging myself at Ava Johanna. And like I mentioned in the intro, everyone that subscribes, rates, and reviews, and sends me a screenshot of their reviews during the month of April will be getting access to my 30-day email course, Unbreakable Confidence. And finally, before I leave you today, don't forget that my Costa Rica retreat with Kate Van Horn is now live, and we are so excited for November. Head to the show notes. There will be a link with all of the details there if you are interested in coming. And above all else, I hope you all have an amazing week, and I'll see you next Monday.